Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell.
And this is Jonah Treibwasser.
And welcome back to another edition of Radio Rotary, made possible by Rotary District 7210.
Each week, we chat with your neighbors about great things happening in your community and around the world. People who live by Rotary's motto of service above self.
And today, Jonah, our special guest is John Lyons, who is the president and CEO, chief executive officer, of Metropool, Mobility Matters. That's your tagline. This is great.
Thank you.
And for because I have the advantage of having the card and the logo, looking at it, this is a great logo.
Well, what we're trying to do there is show people in motion.
What is Metropool?
I mean, this is about carpooling? We're not going to discuss installation of in-ground swimming pools? I'm so disappointed.
We do get those calls in the spring to clean the pool, but yeah, this is about carpooling.
A little extra money on the side, huh?
Little extra money for those that do it. Oh, the pools? Yeah, that
yeah.
too. What we do is try to get people out of their cars. You know, there's a lot of people out there that drive alone every day, and we'll do anything to get them to get out. Take the train, take the bus, carpool, vanpool.
Well, you know, John, you'll be proud to know that our producer, Betty Renner, the lovely Betty Renner, and my co-host, the equally lovely Sarah O'Connell, carpool to the studio every time we record. And I used to carpool every day to my job at the New York State Environmental Conservation Department when I was still working there before I retired. So we're all into carpooling.
Well, you know, and you may not calculate it, but you're all saving dollars. It costs about $7,000, depending on what you drive, a year to commute back and forth. So those that carpool may save, you know, $2,000-$3,000.
I drive Jack Benny's old Maxwell, actually.
Yeah, so
and that doesn't compare to the chauffeured Rolls Royce that Hudson Valley Talk Radio provides to Sarah.
I think that's for another segment.
Actually, I feel like a diva when I Joan and I both feel like, just so you know, because Betty's in the studio with us, and we can't say enough how wonderful of a producer she is, boss to work for, all that stuff. We feel like we're on the Today Show here. So
she's getting a scissors to cut our microphone.
She is going to
start talking
she
to John.
She does not like it when we bring that up, but it's the truth. And one of my perks is that she does bring me back and forth door to door to the studios.
In the Rolls.
In her big, well, it's a big fancy new car now. It's not a Lexus anymore. We've gone to yet another level, but enough of that. We're here. We are really here to talk about carpooling, the importance of it. Like you said, combining resources, whether you're using mass transit, alternative vehicles, anything that's going to help lessen our carbon footprint.
Yeah,
and
it's
the consumption. Jump right in.
The carbon footprint is a part of it, and that's become a bigger part of the conversation. The whole environmental sustainability, Middle East issues, all of those things, as well as the origins of it, really are clean air and congestion. The money that funds us comes federally for congestion mitigation and air quality.
Oh, does it really? That's how part of your funding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what are some of the services that, and it's Metropool, 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 pooling resources.
And you can find us on the web with metropool.com.
Oh, great.
Simple enough for anybody that wants our free services. So the services, ride matching is the premier service that we, and that helps people get into both carpools and vanpools. We take down some information from individuals, and we try to match them with someone going from approximately the same place to approximately the same place at the same time.
Somebody you might not know, you mean, in your area, who might be commuting to, I don't know, the metro train, or commuting to an office complex.
Yeah, our
is
best,
that it?
Our best success is usually office complex or larger corporations, whatever we have done over the years. We'll have zip code breakfasts where we'll bring people together that are in the same zip code, and they have no idea that someone's around the corner from
them. So speaking of, is this exclusive to Dutchess County, or what area do you service?
It's all of the Hudson Valley. It's Westchester, Rockland, Orange, Dutchess, Putnam.
So you really are the big hoo-ha, aren't you?
So any place that they're listening to Hudson Valley Talk Radio within the sound of our voices, they can take advantage of the great services of Metropool. And our guest, John Lyons, President and Chief Executive Officer of Metropool. We're talking about the advantage of carpooling. You know, John, it makes common sense what you said about congestion. If two people are driving together, that's one car off the road. That's one less car that's buying gasoline for people who may not like us. and less putting out less in air pollution. So it's common sense. So why do so few people? Why is there so much resistance to carpooling? Why do so few people carpool?
You know, I think it's just they need to break through. There's a little bit of fear of doing it for the first time. We often do programs where we have a mentor or whatever, someone to take person first time on a bus or in a carpool.
There's a little psychology to this.
There's some psychology to it. There's also the real way to do it is incentive. It's always about the pocketbook. Even for carpooling, we have a system called New Ride that matches people. But they also, when they record their trips, they can get rewards, retail rewards, approximately $1 a trip that they get. They can get in gift cards.
Oh,
so
great.
A little bit of incentive.
From Metropool.
Yeah, through our program, yes. You know, so a little bit of incentive if someone has thought about it. You give them that little sweetener, and sometimes they'll take the plunge and they'll try it the first time. Most of the people that try any form of alternative transportation, the bus, the train, carpooling, vanpool, when they try it, they come back.
Well, I'll tell you this. Jonah is originally from, I'm sure you cannot tell, not a hint of it from his accent.
Not.
He's from the New York metropolitan area.
Yeah, that's right.
And I lived in New York for many years. And personally, I love mass transit. I love every way to get someplace without it being me behind the wheel.
And that's a major problem here in the Hudson Valley. Even though they do try with the Loop Bus in Dutchess County, and we do have the Metro North that takes people from southern Poughkeepsie into New York City, there is not a lot of mass transit in the Hudson Valley. Everyone's reliant on their cars. Is there any hope for the future, John Lyons, from Metropool, that will beef up some mass transit so we do have buses running around the clock, not just during the commute in and the commute out of Poughkeepsie?
Well, you know, it that too is all about the money. Mass transit, you know, extensive mass transit gets very expensive. So what we generally work on is we work on what we call first mile, last mile, mm-hmm. connecting people to the train station, connecting people to the bus routes that exist. When they get to their destination, maybe a lot of the corporations in Westchester and further south, the large corporations, they'll have shuttle service. They may be a mile or two from the train station on a campus or a little bit remote. They will set up their own shuttle service, and we help do that. That encourages people to take the train and then get on the shuttle to
all
the
right.
office.
Now, let me be devil's advocate. I come mm-hmm. to one of your zip code breakfasts to try mm-hmm. and hook people into carpooling, make matches. And let me tell you some of the things I heard when we were trying to put together carpooling at the Department of Environmental Conservation, the employees of the state who are the environmental do-gooders.
Jonah used to be one of them.
Yes. I'm still a do-gooder. I used to carpool, but one of the few. We had very few people carpooling. Why? It's not convenient. What if my carpool buddy has to stop and get groceries? What if they have to stop and pick up their kid? What if they have to, every possible excuse, and still they want to take their own cars? How can people get beyond that and understand the great benefits of carpooling?
Well, there are several, arguments you can present. Sometimes the environmental argument moves people. Often it doesn't. It's most often it's that incentive part. If they understand that, it's worth $2,000 or $3,000 a year to them to share the ride, then all of a sudden that little inconvenience of stopping by the grocery store may go away. The other thing we do is we have a guaranteed ride program. And the guaranteed ride is if you went in with a buddy to work, and one of you had to get home, or someone was sick, or one of your kids was sick, something like that.
Or the boss tells your carpool buddy, I need you to work late tonight.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We have a program that gets the person home, puts them in a cab, and sends them home.
That's terrific.
Oh.
As does Metro North. You have to register down in Grand Central before mm-hmm. you come up. But if the local service, say the bus service into town or whatever, it's 7 o'clock and it's shut down, they will put them on a cab too. So the guaranteed ride is...
At no expense to the rider?
No expense to the rider.
Tremendous.
In almost all cases,
uh-huh.
Yes.
Okay. And besides the economic benefit and the environmental benefit, there's a socialization benefit. Instead of just sitting there by yourself, driving with nobody to talk to, you've got friends to talk to.
Yeah, that is especially true in the vanpools. We've had vanpools that have been up for 18, 19, 20 years. People
right.
have worked together. We had some at MasterCard. When MasterCard moved up out of the city, they ran a vanpool for almost 20 years with mostly the same people, believe it or not.
Yeah.
So they get to the, and that's a little little democracy in and of us. They make up their own rules in the Vanpool. Which radio station can you wear perfume?
Right. Well, the only radio station, of course, that any Vanpool should be listening to is Hudson Valley Talk Radio, especially Fridays at 9 because you're listening
especially
to Radio Rotary.
To listen to Radio Rotary. And by the way, you are still a do-gooder, Jonah, because you are a Rotarian.
That's right.
And if somebody else out there listening wanted to be a Rotarian and be a do-gooder with you, how would they do that?
Well, they'd go to www.rotary.org and click on the club locator button, type in their own hometown, and they would find out where their Rotary Club is and enjoy the fun, the fellowship, and the service of Rotary. Let me remind our listeners, they're in tune with Radio Rotary right here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio. My name is Jonah Treboas, and my co-host is the Vanpooling Miss Sarah O'Connell, and our very special guest is John Lyons, President and Chief Executive Officer of Metropool Mobility Matters. And tell us, Miss Sarah O'Connell, who brings us Radio Rotary this week?
Radio Rotary is brought to us by Rotary District 7210 and the clubs of Arlington, Caro, Carmel, Chester, Chestnut Ridge, Congers Valley Cottage, Fishkill, Highland, Hyde Park, Kingston, Kingston Sunrise, and LaGrange.
And we'll be back with more of Radio Rotary after these important messages.
This close. After immunizing more than 2 billion children, Rotary Club members are this close to wiping polio from the face of the earth. But we need your help. Thanks to an historic matching grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, every dollar Rotary raises will work twice as hard to protect children against polio forever. This is an opportunity to end polio now. Visit rotary.org/endpolio. Rotary, humanity in motion.
For information about Rotary in the Hudson Valley, visit www.rotarydistrict7210.org.
Hi, this is Sarah O'Connell.
And this is Jonah Treboasser.
And we're the hosts of Radio Rotary, heard Friday mornings at 9 a.m. right here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
We have exciting news.
Starting in October, we're hosting our very own website, www.radiorotary.org.
Not only that, you can subscribe to our new podcast on iTunes or on our new website.
So click here today.
That's www.radiorotary.org. Metropool provides employers and commuters with free services to encourage transportation options, van and carpooling, walking, biking, bus, train, ferry travel, telecommuting, compressed work weeks, and pre-tax commuter benefits. Metropool services are available in Westchester, Rockland, Orange, Putnam, Dutchess, and Ulster counties in New York. Metropool services are provided under contract to New York State Department of Transportation. For more information, call 1-800-FIND-RIDE or visit metropool.com. That's 1-800-FIND-RIDE or metropool.com.
Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Sarah O'Connell, and welcome back to this edition of Radio Rotary. I am joined by my co-host, Jonah Treboasser, and John Lyons, who is the president and CEO of Metropool. And I hope you're listening, the listening audience out there recognizes this theme music from Taxi, because we are talking about
public transportation.
Public transportation, carpooling, getting together, cutting down our carbon footprint, and people getting from destination point A to point B. Not as single people, but as in groups and
collaborating.
That's right.
And Jay Verzi, our engineer extraordinaire, has reached into his treasure trove of cuts and brought us the theme from Taxi.
Clever.
And you know who's even more clever?
You know what?
John Lyons.
John Lyons is clever, but I just want to say, I was just remembering Danny DeVito in Taxi, and all those people, they have the same accent as you.
Fine, cultured New York City accent?
Jonah thinks you cannot tell he's from New York. He thinks he has a very neutral accent.
I have that Midwest Walter Cronkite accent.
And our guest today is John Lyons, President and Chief Executive Officer of Metropool.
And John, now it's your turn to speak.
Hi, John.
Okay.
So, John,
For joining us, John, and putting up with our mischief here.
We're talking about carpooling and how important it is, how you save some money, thousands of dollars, you said, in the first half of the show, how we reduce our dependence on foreign oil, how it gets to be a social situation, and how it reduces air pollution. What are some of the other benefits of carpooling?
Well, some people out there probably like a few statistics, and you just played right into it. Just in July, just under 1.3 million miles saved, not driven. And that represented about $375,000 in savings for those carpoolers. That's money that they saved collectively.
That's terrific. That's great. And, you know, one of the other unintended benefits besides saving money, I know, is socialization. People get to make new friends. And tell us about...
What kind of new friends?
Romance. Romance in the carpool.
Have sparks flown anywhere?
Well, you know, there
have you been invited to any nuptials?
We haven't been invited, and there are privacy rules here, you know. but we do know of at least one marriage, and they're still married. That was several years ago. But we hear stories periodically, and most of them are good. Occasionally, people don't agree. But that's, you know, especially in the vanpools where you may have anywhere from 5 or 6 people up to 15.
Wow.
So
how do they manage all that? I mean, you know, you get everybody together, and then they have to make their own little country club rules, I suppose.
Yeah, we get them together. We give them some advice. We tell them some stories and history of what has happened otherwise, and then they're off on their own. So and we're not in the van every day.
Right,
they
have to agree. Yeah. They have to agree whose car they're taking any particular day, who's chipping in for the gas, things of that nature.
Yeah, carpoolers do that. In the vanpool, they usually meet at a park and ride lot, and there's, you know, there's several cars will meet at a common point, and then they'll go off from there. The carpooling, mostly people go back and forth. That's the most common. And sometimes it's, you know, we have companies that have maybe moved up from the city where one or two people don't have a car at all. And then, you know, the person that does have the car drives all the time. And they may or may not exchange money.
That's, now, do the bigger companies provide the vans for people and the gasoline?
Some of the companies will contribute to van pools, especially if they're putting workers at a site, sometimes in the construction situation,
right,
or temporary, and they often will contribute when they're connecting to the train station. If they're putting up a shuttle that takes many people, the shuttles typically will make 3 or 4 trips in the morning, 3 or 4 trips in the afternoon, and may move, you know, 60, 80 people a day back and forth to the train station.
So let's talk again about what services Metropool offers. John Lyons, President and Chief Executive Officer of Metropool. And you can reach John at www.metropool.com. That's MetroPool.com. Let's say somebody who's listening to Hudson Valley Talk Radio says, you know, I'm tired of my high gas bills and the maintenance bills. I'd like to get into carpooling. Let's start from beginning to end. They call you up, and then what happens?
Yeah, first of all, we look, you know, because people may not know that there is public transit locally. They may not know that they have access to it. So we explore. We know it very well, and we work with all the operators, Metro North, and all the bus systems throughout the valley. So we look there, and we talk about that first. And if that doesn't work, we talk about the possibility. If there's a vanpool in their area, we would know it. We would talk about that. And then it goes to carpooling, and we will pull up matches. We will see how many people might be in their general vicinity going to where they're going to work. So that's kind of the process. We also, other services that we talk about, especially when we go in and visit with the corporations, we talk about telecommuting. Which is a great way to save because.
Well, explain what telecommuting is in case people don't know.
Okay. Telecommuting is most of the time it's working from home. And people, there are formal programs within corporations and informal programs. But telecommuting is a great way because the person doesn't necessarily even start their car in the morning. They're just staying home. And in many cases, companies like IBM have been leaders in the nation with telecommuting and have figured it out and have done surveys that say that the productivity is actually higher.
Oh, sure. You don't have that daily interruption, the guy coming around saying, hey, you know, what did you think of the ball game last night? I used to telecommute when I was with New York State Environmental Conservation Department. I just sit at my computer in my bathrobe. I hadn't shaved. Sort of like I'm here now, right now, here at Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
What a picture that poses, doesn't it?
The other
roll in, does the show.
The other advantage to telecommuting is inclement weather or, you know, when there's a strike or something like that, when some things aren't available. If the system is in place, it's very easy. I always have work, you know, that I can do at home. And if something comes up and that all of my staff, I mean, if we're in the wintertime and we have inclement weather we say stay
you
home.
You go to Plan
stay
B.
Off the roads.
Plan B.
Immediately.
Now, John Lyons of Metropool, is this a 24/7 operation? In other words, not everyone commutes from 9 to 5. We have people here, for example,
very
at Palm Isle Broadcasting who are on at night. We have public service workers who work around the clock, work on the weekends.
Hospitals.
That's right.
There's all types of.
Yeah. Can you arrange for things that are off the usual hours?
Sure. We work off of the commuter schedule. So, what is their shift? And actually, a lot of the bus systems and the State Department of Transportation, they encourage us to work on that second and third shift because that's when there is the least public transit. The buses
right.
are shut down, mm-hmm. and that's when mm-hmm. they need the most help. So we work on that. Obviously, our website is up all the time, and people can go and interact with the website.
And what is the website again? Let's get that out there.
Metropool.com, www.metropool.com. And if it's a telephone, it's 1-800-FIND-RIDE.
Oh, that's great. 1-800-FIND-RIDE.
Yeah, you'll see those signs on the highways. Find ride signs are on some of the highways.
Tell us a little more about these breakfasts that you host. For potential call pearls. How does that start? How do people get interested in that?
Typically we're working with an HR department within a corporation, and we will ask them to internally send out a memo, an invitation, to people in the same zip code, and it will be explained what they're coming for, and it's, free breakfast or whatever. We do a lot of different things that are creative to try to get people together just to see if there's a possibility.
You didn't notice because you're looking at me, but Sarah's eyes lit up at the idea of free breakfast.
Well, anything with food and drink. not only does Betty chauffeur me back and forth, not only do we carpool, but she provides breakfast. And we have our little ritual. We have our breakfast and our coffee and our conversation.
They don't bring me breakfast.
And she brings you a snack, stop whining.
True. They bring Jay and I snacks.
But Betty's all about food, as are Rotarians. Rotarians are bigger than food.
The breakfast is localized to a big company, or can people from the outside also attend this?
No, those are pretty specific. I mean, it's a kind of a controlled environment. We go on site a lot, not at a breakfast. We go to larger corporations or office parks. We've been working with Woodbury Commons and different places where there's a lot of people coming and going. And we may set up a booth or whatever, a table at lunch, and just talk to people about transportation in general. Then we put them in the system, and if they're in the system, they can see actually how many people might be around them. It's with technology over the past several years and the web, it's, they can go in and do a lot of the research themselves.
What's the longest distance any of your carpools run? Do you go out of county? I mean, you go down the city? What?
The van pools in New York actually average over 100 miles a day. 102, 103
Each way
miles.
Or round trip?
No, round trip. But that's an average. We have
that's
some
pretty substantial still, yeah.
And again, the area that you serve?
Is all of the Hudson Valley, Westchester, Rockland, Orange, Dutchess, Putnam, Ulster. It's a big area.
It's
and
big.
The further the distance, actually, the more people take advantage of carpooling
sure.
and vanpooling. Because it costs more, it's boring. I mean, having the company is nice. All of that stuff is good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So the further the distance, the more people take advantage of our services. And as we get out away from mass transit, they need us.
Then they need you more.
So John Lyons, President and Chief Executive Officer of Metropool Mobility Matters. In the few seconds we have left, tell people, why should they carpool?
Because they can save money, first and foremost. There's actually a tax benefit that I didn't mention earlier for vanpool, train, bus, that people can save close to $1,000 a year.
And I'm sure that information's available on that website.
Which
again,
there's
actually a savings calculator.
All right.
www.metropool.com or on the telephone at 1-800-FIND-RIDE.
John Lyons, President and Chief Executive Officer of Metropool, thank you so much for joining us on Radio Rotary.
Thank you.
And Sarah, who do we have to thank today for bringing us Radio Rotary to the public?
Radio Rotary is brought to us by Rotary District 7210 and the clubs of Millbrook, Newburgh, New Paltz, New Windsor, Cornwall, North Rockland, Pleasant Valley, Port Jervis, Poughkeepsie, Red Hook, Rhinebeck, and Southern Ulster. Toot, toot!
For Sarah O'Connell, this is Jonah Treebois. So thanking you for tuning in and inviting you to join us again next Friday morning at 9 for another edition of Radio Rotary right here on Hudson Valley Talk Radio.
What would you do if a friend, coworker, or a loved one collapsed? Calling 911 alone will not be enough. Over 1,000 people a day die from sudden cardiac arrest. Many can be saved with early intervention. HealthSave offers CPR courses on a daily basis at our facility in Rockland County. We'll come to your home or business if you prefer. Call us toll-free at 877-277-6233. That's 877-277-6233. Or visit our website at healthsave.com. That's HEALTHSAV.com. Leave the E off of save for emergencies. CPR training is for everyone. Learn CPR. Become a lifesaver.
The Kingston Rotary Club will be holding its annual Fall Festival at the Rotary Park at Kingston Point on Saturday, September 11th, beginning at 11 a.m.
It will feature their famous barbecue chicken and other food, as well as music, vendors, and touch truck.
Plus, a fabulous view of the Hudson River and the Rondout Lighthouse.
The ticket price is just $12 and includes a complete chicken or hot dog dinner.
Proceeds from this event goes to support over 20 different agencies in the Kingston area.
For more information, please contact Lynn Churchill at 336-7183. That's 336-7183.
The Congers Valley Cottage Rotary invites you to its fourth annual Italian Festival, Sunday, October 3rd, at Congers Station Park, Burnside Avenue, Congers, New York.
Enjoy loads of delicious Italian food and great entertainment for every age.
Join us Sunday, October 3rd, at Congers Station Park from 11 to 5. Rain date is October 17th.
Remember, loads of fun Sunday, October 3rd at Congers Station Park. For more information, email info@congersitalianfestival.com. That's info@congersitalianfestival.com.
The LaGrange Rotary Clubs invite you to their September 11th memorial on Saturday, September 11th, 2010, 8 a.m. at the Memorial Garden on Stringham Road.
Please bring needed items for the men and women being cared for at the Walter Reed Hospital in Washington, D.C. Donations of clothing, toiletries, and personal electronics are welcome. For more information, contact Maureen Daugherty at 845-454-6318. That's 845-454-6318.